All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, great to be back.
You know me, I love a good iPhone rumor.
Always exciting.
And this one is a doozy.
Definitely caught my eye too.
So we're diving into all the whispers and leaks around the next iPhone SE.
Which maybe isn't even going to be called the SE anymore.
Right, exactly. That's the big head scratcher, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a couple sources today helping us break down this whole mystery.
Drain it all out
We've got
for
an article on notebookcheck.net.
great sight.
Yeah, they do some good reporting. And then we also have a leak from Weibo.
Oh, interesting. Weibo user Fix Focus Digital.
I know, right? Weibo's just like a hotbed for Apple rumors.
Yeah, a lot of activity there.
But okay, so the big question right out of the gate is, why is Apple maybe ditching the SE name for their next budget iPhone?
It is strange, right? I mean, think about it. The SE branding has been around for a while now.
Yeah, people know what it means.
Right? Like, you see SE, you think affordable iPhone, good performance?
Right? Like you don't have to shell out, $1,000.
Exactly. Value for money. Yeah.
So why mess with that? Why change the name now?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It does make you wonder if they're trying to signal something new about this phone.
Right, like is it even going to be a budget iPhone?
Yeah. Or are they going for a different market, maybe?
Yeah, trying to appeal to a different type of customer or something.
It's really interesting to think about.
Well, and you know what? When I saw the rumored name, iPhone 16,
Yeah? What'd you think of that?
it took me right back to like the iPhone 5C
Oh, yeah.
and the XR.
Colorful iPhones.
Yeah, exactly. Like those were kind of like the fun,
Yeah.
the less expensive
Yeah.
alternative to the main flagship line.
The playful cousin.
Yeah, exactly. And so it makes me wonder if Apple's kind of going back to that playbook.
I think it's definitely possible. I mean, those models were pretty successful, right?
Yeah.
They appealed to a certain segment of the market who, maybe didn't need the absolute latest and greatest specs,
Right.
but they still wanted a good iPhone experience.
Yeah, and they wanted something that looked good.
Absolutely. They wanted something that felt fresh and different.
Right, so maybe that's what Apple is aiming for with this 16E.
Yeah, I mean, imagine it. They launch the iPhone 16, and then alongside it,
Right.
they've got this 16E with a new look.
Yeah.
Maybe some fun colors, a little bit more affordable.
It's a smart strategy if you ask me.
Yeah, I think it could definitely be appealing to a lot of people.
All right, so let's get down to brass tacks. When could we actually see this phone?
Let's talk release date.
The rumor mill is saying spring 2025.
Interesting.
Just in time for, spring cleaning.
Yeah, get a new phone.
Out with the old, in with the new.
I like it.
And this timing actually ties in with another interesting rumor.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
The parts bin theory.
Ah, yes. The infamous parts bin.
So for those who don't know,
Yeah, break it down for us.
the parts bin theory suggests that Apple might use existing components
Okay.
from previous iPhone models to create the 16E.
So, like using parts that they already have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of, designing a whole new phone from scratch,
Yeah.
they're taking the best bits from, maybe the iPhone 15 or the 14.
Okay, so like a greatest hits compilation.
I like, yeah, the greatest hits of iPhone parts.
Yeah.
And the reason they would do this is obviously to keep the manufacturing costs down,
Makes sense.
which means they can offer the phone at a lower price.
So it's a win for the consumer in the end.
Right, exactly. You get a great phone at a great price.
I like it.
Okay, so we've got a potential name change, a possible spring 2025 release, and this whole parts bin thing.
A lot of moving pieces.
What does it all mean? What's the bigger picture here?
Right, if we take a step back and look at the smartphone landscape as a whole,
Yeah, zoom out a little bit.
I think this could be a sign that Apple is really trying to compete in the mid-range phone market.
Yeah, that makes
I mean,
sense.
you've got companies like Samsung and Google
Yeah, they're putting out some good phones.
releasing really strong phones at lower prices.
And they're only getting better.
Right, and so maybe this is Apple's way of responding to that pressure.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to stay competitive.
Absolutely.
It makes you wonder if they're realizing that not everyone wants the most expensive iPhone.
Right.
Like, not everyone needs all the bells and whistles,
Yeah.
but they still want a good user experience.
Exactly. They want that Apple ecosystem.
And they want a phone that's going to last.
Yeah. Reliability is huge.
So maybe releasing a more affordable option that doesn't compromise on quality is the way to go.
It could be a really smart play for them.
Definitely. And think about what this could mean for consumers.
Yeah. What's the impact here?
If Apple can actually pull this off,
Yeah.
if they can make a phone that's both affordable and a joy to use,
Yeah.
That could really shake things up.
Absolutely, especially for people who are tired of these $1,000 phones.
Exactly. Like, not everyone can afford that or even wants to afford that.
Right, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, so having a more affordable option from a company like Apple that's known for quality,
Yeah.
a brand you can trust,
That could be a game changer.
I think it would be huge.
All right, so let's recap everything we've talked about today.
Lay it all out for us.
The iPhone SE, as we know it,
Yeah.
might be going extinct,
The end of an era.
potentially replaced by the iPhone 16e,
A new contender enters the ring.
which could be a colorful,
Ooh. Yeah.
budget-friendly
Gotta love that.
device made with parts from previous iPhones,
Smart move.
and it could be hitting the shelves in spring 2025.
Mark your calendars, folks.
It's all speculation for now,
Of course.
but it's fun to speculate,
Yeah,
right?
what we're here for.
That's what these deep dives are all about.
Exactly.
So now we want to hear from you.
Yeah, let's get the conversation going.
What features would make a more affordable iPhone a must-buy for you?
What are your deal breakers?
Would the name change influence your decision at all? Let us know your thoughts.
Head over to our social media.
We want to hear from you.
Share your ideas. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, let's have a discussion.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.
See you then.